B'choros, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 6:11, really the last of the in the Perek of these Bali Mumin Kavua, these different permanent blemishes that allow the animal to be slaughtered. Here we have Zanav Ha'egel She'eno Magas La'arkov. The tail of the calf, this is the baby cow, doesn't reach to its arkov. Arkov will translate as its knee, but really it's worth looking at a picture of a skeleton of a cow here, because the cow's leg, unlike our leg, basically has, let's call it, one bone above and there's two leg bones, whatever, but one segment above, one segment but below our knee, and then the joint further down, what we call the ankle, is like a whole different thing. It's ankle connected to the foot. Cows essentially have like three segments, okay? So they have like an, I'll call it like the upper thigh bone, then they have like a the tibia, which is like, I don't call it the lower thigh bone, I don't call it, with the knee there, it's called the arkov, and then another bone lower down with another like joint, so a knee also. So the upper joint is called the arkov with an ayin, and the lower joint is called the arkuva with the aleph, but of course they sound very similar. Here our Mishnah is saying, if the tail of the newborn calf isn't long enough that it reaches down to the like the leg joint, if you will, in a minute we'll have to define which leg joint, the leg joint called the arkov, then amr chachamim, then that's considered to be a mum. Yes, that's too short of a tail. Amr chachamim kol marbis ha'agalim ken. He says the normal way is that cows, they start out at least that long. Because manchen megadlin hem nimtachos, and it stretches out further and further. So actually, you know, it grows from there onwards. But the point is, if on day one, the calf has a tail which is so short it doesn't reach the arkov, it's going to be a bal mum. So says the Mishnah, le'eza arkov amro, which knee joint are you talking about? The one on top, between the thigh and the tibia, or the one lower down? Rabbi Yechonin ben Natignus omer, la'arkov shebe'emtza hayerech, means the, I'll call it the knee or the joint, in the middle of the thigh. In short, what we mean here is the upper joints, the knee joint, the arkov with the ayin. It has to reach at least that, not the lower joints, the arkuva with the aleph. Now the mission wraps up by saying, Al elu mumin shochetin es abochor upsulia mukdashin niftin alein, which really is a repeat from what we said in the very beginning of the parak, that this list, now in retrospect, was the list of blemishes for which one could slaughter a bechor, or would have to redeem kachim, if, you know, we're talking about like an ola shlam and the like, before being brought. So this is repeating itself, and it does differentiate between what comes next, where we'll have other blemishes which don't allow you to slaughter the animal right away. But the question is, why does it repeat itself? So the answer is, says the Bartanura, it's to confirm to you that everything we said in the previous parak, this first 11 Mishnayos, indeed are mumen kavuin, they are blemishes, meaning including those three from Ayala, where we sort of equivocated that one Bezdin said they don't accept, that one Bezdin said they do. The Allah is indeed like Ayala, that if it has, even those three also are included, that one would be allowed to slaughter a Bechor outside of the Beis HaMikdash and eat it based on this list of Mumin that we just had.